I call to order the Madison Plains Board of Education meeting. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason? Mrs. Anikas?
Here.
Ms. Reinchel? Mr. Stone Rock?
Here.
Mr. Yensel?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
The Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we will start with public communication, first session. Do we have anybody signed up?
No, I don't believe we do.
Okay. I believe we do not have student or employee recognition for this month, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, then we will move to board work session. Anything in board work session? Okay. Then we will move to approval of board minutes.
Madam President, or Madam Vice President, I move that upon the minutes of the May 16th, 2023 regular meeting and May 31st, 2023 special meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Carried 3-0.
Okay, we will move to department reports. Mr. Eisler?
And Mrs. Anikas, there are no department reports this evening.
Okay, then superintendent's committee reports.
Thank you. And Madam Vice President and members of the board, good evening. It is good to be with you this evening. Thank you for taking the time to be with us. I have two committee reports that I would like to share. The first one is the wellness committee meeting. The Wellness Committee met on Thursday, May 18th, 2023 at 3:15 p.m. at the high school library. The committee talked about the need to spread awareness district-wide pertaining to fundraisers and food selections, needing to comply with healthy food choice regulations. Mrs. Allen shared some information from the USDA that focused on smart snacks and fundraisers. She also brought up board policy EFF that explains food sale standards. And I suggested that maybe we could get this information out to our staff at the beginning of August so that everyone knows what is expected. Mrs. Allen also mentioned that other districts offer a stipend for wellness policy work, and she asked if we would be willing to possibly consider doing that. So that is something that we can think about. The other committee, I don't have a report, but I do want to mention that the Facilities and Grounds Committee we'll be having a meeting this week on Thursday, June 22nd, 2023 at 7 o'clock p.m. here in the auditorium. The meeting is open to the public and the public is invited to attend. There will be a brief presentation regarding our facilities and the work that we are currently doing. There will also be an opportunity for the public to share and provide feedback. So, Madam Vice President, that is all I have in terms of committee reports this evening.
Okay, thank you. We will move to Treasurer's Report. Mr. Mustang?
Thank you, Mrs. Anikas. I have our May financial statements before you. Just briefly touch on the monthly report. The monthly report does now include our updated May five-year forecast that was approved at the last board meeting. So the comparisons to the forecast are reflective of that. But based on that forecast, we are $4,786 ahead on our revenue, and we have $77,863 additional in expenses than what we had in the forecast is what we're expecting. That's likely a timing issue just in June, but we should still hit pretty close. We're still only off $73,000 on a $16 million budget, so not too awful bad. And then based on that, we look to end the year with $6,168,689, which is $73,000 less than what the forecast predicted. Right now, as of this month, we still have 1 month to go, and That is a, currently projects a $1,837,265 surplus to carry over to next year.
Good.
So that's the monthly financial reports. Any questions?
No.
The next item I have are transfers. These are our end of year transfers. I only have two. The two transfers are $4,321.15 from the general fund to the 011 drug testing fund. Those are the students that aren't able to pay due to being on free and reduced status for their board required drug testing. So the board supplements that amount with a transfer at the end of the year. The other item is just a rounding error, but it has to be corrected. And that was a 1 cent transfer that has to be transferred from the general fund to the Title I grant fund there from 9-22. So those are the only two transfers. Any questions with those?
No.
Okay. The next item are the amended appropriations for fiscal year 2023. I'll just point out that the only real changes to this are the transfers that we just spoke about, incorporating those into the general fund amount. So that increased that by $4,000. And then we had an increase of around $320,000 in the miscellaneous federal grant fund due to school safety grant money that we've received that we had to appropriate. But that's largely and that $20,000 amount also for a freezer, I believe, for food service in 499. So those are the only end of year transfers that we have. End of year transfers. Those are the only appropriation modifications that we have for the amended appropriations for fiscal year 2023. Any questions on that?
No.
The final item I have are the temporary appropriations for fiscal year 24. These include almost everything except for next year's grant money. We've been allocated the amounts yet, but the applications haven't been filed, so we don't put the grants on until those applications are fully filed. But the fiscal year 24 appropriation resolution, just I'll point out, matches for the general fund amount exactly what the five-year forecast last month projected for next year. So we're using the same figures for next year in our temporary appropriations that we were projecting in our five-year forecast. Those amounts agree at this time.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay. There are no other questions, then that concludes my report.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mustang.
Madam Vice President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve financial items I-6 through I-9.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonecroft?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0.
Okay, we will move to the superintendent's report. Mr. Eisler?
Thank you, Madam Vice President. A couple of discussion items this evening. I wanted to let the board know that with regard to our OCR football stadium ramp project, that is nearing completion. It's not quite done yet. The asphalt run-ups to the concrete ramp have been completed. We continue to wait for the contractor to complete the work on the railings, put the fences back in place, and backfill the dirt around the ramp where it was moved. We anticipate that should be done here within the next couple of weeks. So I will keep you posted on progress with regard to that. With regard to auditorium seating, we are working with a contractor on getting some new seats for the auditorium because the ones that are in the space are in bad shape. Based upon what we are being told by the current contractor that we are working with, we believe there is a possibility that new seats could be in the auditorium around the start of the school year. At one point, we were thinking maybe winter break. That still may be the reality, but we're hoping that maybe very close to the start of the school year. So we are looking forward to that. I want to provide the board with a legislative update. We have learned that the language amendment that we proposed through the biennium budget process has not gone through, unfortunately. Though we are disappointed by this, we are continuing our efforts in other areas to try to help get the best terms we can for a potential bond issue for our school district and our community for the fall election. With regard to that then, I just would like to provide the board with a brief update on the USDA financing possibility. We continue to work with the USDA in the hopes that we can secure a better interest rate on a bond issue than we could potentially through private means, through the commercial market. Our application with the USDA has been submitted, and we have other paperwork that will be submitted by the end of the week. This does relate to one of the items in the business portion of the meeting. I am asking the board to authorize retroactively the work that is being done in order to pursue this possibility. It is a little outside of the norm of our typical work, and for that reason, I'm simply asking the board to authorize our efforts. We will continue to keep you updated on progress with regard to this initiative. And Madam Vice President, that is all I have for discussion items for the evening.
Okay, thank you. Policy and governance?
And nothing in that area tonight.
Then we'll move to business.
And just some relatively routine items, aside from the authorization to proceed with the USDA. We have the Invo Healthcare Associates Agreement for Physical Therapy. That is an annual agreement that we do. Authorized contractor agreement with Madison County Public Health for nursing services, interpreter services, our member agreement with Maveca for software services, a three-year agreement for School Messenger. That is the program that I use to send messages out to the community. And then we have an early graduation request from a student. And then there are two MOAs, memorandums of agreement there bringing teachers on board who have more than 10 years of seniority. I want to thank MPEA for their willingness to do this. The labor market right now is a challenge for everyone. It is particularly challenging here in a rural school district, and MPEA has been willing to work with us to do what we can to attract good teachers, and so we are grateful to them. And so those two MOAs are on the agenda this evening.
Madam Vice President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items L2 to L10.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Steinrod?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0.
Moving to M, personnel.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. There are a number of personnel items on the agenda this month. We have some resignations that are there, and we are sad to see all of these folks who are on here leaving. We wish that they would be able to stay. One in particular that I just want to mention by name, Mrs. Joan Boyle has notified us that she is going to be resigning for the purposes of retirement. Ms. Boyle has been with the district for 25 years, and would just like to thank her for her 25 years of dedicated service to our community and our students, and we certainly wish her the best, so just wanted to mention her. We have a number of employments there for the board to consider this evening. We have some casual labor for the summer as well, and then we have some supplemental contracts on the docket for the board. For their consideration, for your consideration this evening. And that is all I have for personnel.
Madam Vice President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items M2 through M20.
Yep, second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Steinrod?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0.
Okay, moving to donations.
And Madam Vice President, there is one donation on the agenda this evening. We have a $250 donation from Finney Farms that is to go to the high school principal account for our positive behavior and intervention support. Would like to thank Finney Farms for their donation. It is certainly appreciated. But that is the only donation that I have for the board this evening.
Madam Vice President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following donation, the Finney Farms.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Spanrock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0.
We do not have any new items. So moving on to public communication, second session. Any sign-ups? Okay. Then I make the motion to move into executive session at 7:15.
Second.
For the purpose of the following items allowed under the Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1, to consider the employment and compensation of a public employee. Sorry.
My bad. Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0. We're in session.
Okay, there will be no follow-ups from the actions taken. And our next meeting will be held on Tuesday, July 18th at 7 p.m. And right now we are tentatively scheduled to be right here in this auditorium. So please take a look at our website as we get closer, just to verify our